What is God like? How should we imagine God to be? The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. God has shown us his face, imprinted on flesh. He poured himself into bone and marrow, the full fullness of his being made small, small, small and exposed. A baby, no less. See his tiny hands tickle his tiny toes. A face all scrumpled and crumpled with life's first breath and life's first cry. Eyes blinking at the world. Eyes which have never seen like this before. Even God can have new experiences. Mother Mary gazing back. Wondering, pondering. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. But what of this little one? Don't forget to hold his head. Keep him warm. A Saviour suckling at her breast. The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. God has shown us his face, imprinted on flesh. God with a body which toddled and waddled, a body which stumbled and fell, scraped knees and stubbed toes. God's mind which holds the vastness of all the universe within, but set it aside to learn again his Aleph Bet. Father Joseph in the workshop, guiding his hand around mallet and axe. Take care, my boy. Watch those fingers. My boy. And yet not my boy. For his father's house is another house. A house of study and a house of prayer. His house is the house of God. The son growing up, growing into himself. Already people gazed at him, amazed at him, wise beyond his earthly years. The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. God has shown us his face, imprinted on flesh. God as a man, a good man, a God man, but a human being with human needs. Tempted by the tempter. If you are who you say you are, you have power in you. So use it. Use it. Use it for yourself. Lift yourself up. Take what you need. Make everyone subject to you, to me. But this is a good man, a God man. And God's words still ring in his ears. You are my son whom I love. And that is enough. The one who did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage, but made himself nothing. The son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. God has shown us his face imprinted on flesh. One who came with a mission and message for all, good news and freedom for poor and for prisoner, lifting the hearts of the low and the lowly. Words, but more than words, follow me, follow me. How lovely are the feet of those who bring good news, feet calloused and coarse from many miles, covered in dirt and dust, mud and muck, feet washed from walking on water, washed with perfume and tears, washed and gently dried with hair, with love. Let me wash your feet, he said, and come, follow me, follow me. Of course I'll follow you, said plucky Peter. Easier said than done. The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. God has shown us his face imprinted on flesh. As helper and healer, he came to his own. Hands that flung stars into space, now hands held out to us. Hands whose touch brought wholeness to broken bodies and broken minds. Hands which held children aloft, theirs is the kingdom. Safe hands, though maybe also not safe. These hands were hands which handled diseased bodies. They were icky and sticky. Spat on hands with which fingers which poked in ears and mouth of a stranger. He wasn't afraid of mess and mire, dining with the dubious, socializing with sinners. It's the lost I've come for, he says. The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. God has shown us his face, imprinted on flesh. But look, look, look at his face. See the blood drip down as thorns bite his head. He hangs, broken and beaten and pierced, a mangled Messiah. Face etched with pain, slain, drained of life. Torn apart and forsaken, separated from self. Absorbing our hate, absorbing our fear. Crucify him, crucify him. They shout and cheer and mock and jeer. But look, look, look at his face. What do you see as the scene unfolds? Not a heart hardened with bitterness or rage. Rather, forgive them. They know not what they do. And then one final rattling exhalation, and it is finished. The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. God has shown us his face imprinted on flesh, God's being a body which lived a life and died a death, such a death. But in giving up of self, he won. A resurrection life which overcame death and breath returned to his body, alive again, but not the same. Put your finger here, Thomas. Reach your hand into my side. The body of God in radiant perfection still bears the marks, still carries its wounds. God became flesh, and now flesh returns to God. God within the very heart of humanity, and now humanity within the very heart of God. What is God like? How should we imagine God to be? The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being.